in the telly today, it's saying 300 million people could tune in to the 2020 relaunch of the NRL tonight, recommencing with round.
Could. That's like saying.
No, they will.
300 million people. No, there's
no
could.
No sport around the world, could, pal. No sport maybe, around the world.
Yeah, so what? So you could do a lot of things.
Industry insiders predict around 30 to 40 million people around the world will tune in to each match over the next 4 days. As rugby league becomes the first football code in the English-speaking world to return to the playing fields and television.
Yep. And they may move, they could move Narara to Mars within 100 years.
Rob Palmer, you're being stupid.
I don't think that many people are
going
to tune
in. They will. It's going to 70 countries around the world, US, France, Britain, Papua New Guinea, Uganda. It's going all around the world. People going, oh, geez, what are we going to watch? I want to see some sport. Watch the NRL.
What about the hurling?
Oh, I love hurling. Anyway, to find out, does Wendell Saylor like hurling? Wendell Saylor, good morning, legend.
G'day, big deal.
Good morning, guys. I like all sort of sports, but hey, listen, I love rugby league, so thank God it's back.
Oh, mate, we can't wait. You're with the call team tonight on Triple M from, what are we doing, from 7:30? Mate, it is so good to have it back, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's been a crazy couple of months, as we know, with what's going on with coronavirus and stuff. And it was funny because round one wasn't that funny, but from round one we had crowds, and the second one it was so different. Just calling a game, no crowds, and I'm thinking, what's coming next? We knew what was going to come next, but just to see what's transpired over the last sort of 9-10 weeks has been something. Hopefully, we never see again.
Mm. We're going to have to keep going with the no crowds. Now, look, I've got to know.
Hopefully till July 1. They're saying July 1.
Well, they'll
1.
Come back slowly. Yeah. Well, I would like to know, where are your loyalties? Are you a Broncos or a Dragons fan? I know they're not playing each other this week, but the Broncos are playing my team, the Eels. So where are you?
No, I'm always a Bronco. So good. Even though I love the Dragons and what they've done for me, this is what I say to people. I'm a Bronco, Tristan's a Dragon. But I'll support Tristan. So, yeah.
See, there was so much I liked about you, Wendell, and then you've gone and done that.
Oh, Wendell. Rob has been saying all morning, Wendell and I are great mates. I think you met at a party somewhere.
Look, if there's one man you need to have a successful charity golf day, it's Wendell Saylor.
Hey. Oh, which one was that at?
The Ricky Stewart, the Jack Nid.
Yeah, they're always good golf days, mate. Sometimes they're too good, yeah.
Hey, Del, who are you going for, the Broncos over the Eels tonight?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Look, you know, obviously, you talk about home crowds and stuff. Even though it's played Suncorp Stadium, I don't think there's really any home crowds. But, on a toss of a coin, I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Yep.
Only because I think when they got their butts smacked last year, 58-0, that wouldn't sit too well with the club. And some of those players, and I know Anthony Seibold, he won't let forget that in a hurry.
Okay, well, that sounds like a love tip to me. Now, look, everyone's talking about the Eels having a walk-up start to the finals because of their draw. What do you reckon?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say it's a walk-up start because I think a lot of teams are going to be coming out of the blocks. But consistently, I reckon they've got the home ground advantage here because they've got Bank West. I mean, I just said, there's going to be no home ground advantage really. But when you're comfortable playing in a stadium, when you're walking there, there's a real good vibe and a real confidence that you have. And I reckon that's what Parramatta will have. And also, they've bought really well. Regan Campbell-Gillard obviously bought Ryan Madison. And the last couple of years, they've been putting a good side together. And I think Mitchell Moses is a real maturity about him now.
Mate, what do you reckon the Sharkies v. the Tigers with what's been going on this week with the Sharkies? Will the Tigers be able to do them? Will that upset them a lot with Bronson Zeri's positive drug test?
Yeah, look, I think I hate to say, but the Sharks have been here before. They've had things go through their club, and they're such a mentally tough club. And the best way that they can control things is go out there and play good football. Obviously, some people feel for the young bloke. It's going to be tough because he was going to be such a big part of their season.
Yeah.
And also, they're talking about him playing State of Origin this year. So, look, I think the Tigers are a good side. That's a toss of a coin. I'm probably going to go with the Tigers in this one.
Okay. Yep. And look, for us, the Central Coast, the local game is the Warriors Dragons. On Saturday. What do you reckon? 3 p.m.
This is big for the Dragons because, already they're 0-2. They played some pretty ordinary football in the first two rounds. And I think McGregor's made some really good changes there. He's left some players like Laffey out. Ewan Aiken's obviously on the bench. Zach Lomax goes to us. But I'm going to go with the Dragons only because I just know that Mary's under pressure and the Warriors have been here a while now. They'll play well, but the Dragons have got a really good record against the Warriors.
Dale, if we fly through these Cowboys, Titans, which way you swing there, mate?
Okay, Cowboys.
Go the Cowboys? Okay, yeah. Roosters v. Rabbits?
Oh, mate, the Roosters are on top of the moment. I reckon the Roosters have got the Rabbits here.
Okay. Storm v. the Raiders.
And the Storm Raiders.
Oh, Storm at home. Yeah. I took the Raiders to win it this year. I still think they've got the support they can win it, but I think Melbourne Storm and the new rules will suit the Melbourne Storm.
Yep, okay. Sea Eagles, Bulldogs.
Another home for the Central Coast.
Yep.
Yeah, Sea Eagles for me.
Sea Eagles and Panthers v. Knights.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh. No, Kalen Ponga, so I'm going to lean towards the Penrith Panthers.
Okay, for the Panthers. All right, we've got to go because the goat's ready to go. Dal, what about you? Wendell Saylor, the greatest of all time when it comes to singers or artists, who do you think?
Oh, look, for me, I'll stay at home. I'll go with Cole Chisel.
Cole Chisel. All right.
Bound to be a popular choice, that one, Dal.
Okay, Dal. Looking forward to hearing you tonight. Broncos versus Eels tonight on Triple M. Gordon Tallis, Pretty Boy Girdler. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dal.
Thanks, guys. Love your work.
Cheers, mate. See you, buddy.